Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. You know, sometimes politicians should really be seen and not heard. I have the dubious honor and distinction of being from South Carolina, where our senior senator is Republican Senator Lindsey Graham. And he has, there for a while he was John McCain's bestest buddy. There's nothing wrong with having friends, don't get me wrong. There is something, however, wrong when you don't understand that you are not the statesman that you think you are. And when you say and do things that are detrimental to the cause. Now, right now, we got 1,000,006 things going on here in the United States that need immediate attention. And he decided to take to Twitter the other day and put out this. Is there a Brutus in Russia? Is there a more successful Colonel Stauffenberg in the Russian military? The only way this ends is for somebody in Russia to take this guy out. You would be doing your country and the world a great service. He then went on to add, the only people who can fix this are the Russian people, which is easy to say and hard to do. Marcus Junius Brutus was the Roman magistrate who conspired with Roman Senator Gaius Cassius to assassinate Roman dictator Julius Caesar in 44 BC, while Klaus von Stauffenberg led a failed assassination attempt against Adolf Hitler in 1944. I think that's been, they filmed that with Tom Cruise. I think he played the title character in that, the Stauffenberg character. Not content to let that stupidity just, maybe mingle and slowly sink out of sight, he got on Fox and Friends. I'm hoping someone in Russia will understand he is destroying Russia and you need to take this guy out back any means possible, adding that Russia needed an Elliot Ness or a Wyatt Earp. Now, Elliot Ness was a reference to the Prohibition-era agent who took down mobster Al Capone. Earp was the lawman from the Old West who led the gunfight at the OK Corral, resulting in the deaths of three outlaws. 2 days later, he likens Putin to Hitler, Capone, Caesar, and notorious outlaw Ike Clanton. What are we to make of all of this babbling of a guy who, if the Senate is retaken by the Republicans, he will get a chairmanship on something. This guy is, he has no self-control at all. First, for the situation in Ukraine. Has it been 2 weeks since military operations began? And we're seeing these harrowing scenes of mayhem and destruction due to the relentless barrage of shelling and fierce skirmishes. The port city of Kherson and Chernobyl, they're all under Russian control. Of course, the UK, the US, Canada, and the EU have all condemned this. They've all imposed sanctions on Russia. They've removed key Russian banks from the interbank transaction system known as SWIFT, which prevents financial transactions beyond Russia. And they've also pledged military aid for Ukraine. The US is also targeting individuals, oligarchs, and Putin himself. Russian sports teams have been suspended from international competitions. Differently abled Russian athletes cannot participate in the 2022 Winter Paralympics. Companies like Toyota, Honda, and Volkswagen have suspended the sales of cars in Russia. Film releases have been canceled. Russian vodka is being boycotted. Russian cats are banned from any international competition. In response, Putin has signed a decree of special economic measures against the West. Russian citizens cannot transfer money abroad. Social media and foreign news media have been banned. Journalists can be failed up for up to 15 years for publishing, quote, fake news. Temperatures are rapidly reaching a boiling point. Every syllable has consequences, hence the utmost caution must be practiced. So, Lindsey Graham's call for a coup, my assassination, is not only reckless but dangerous. These kind of utterances during turbulent times validate conspiracy theory and amplify paranoia. And individuals plagued with paranoia often react irrationally when gratuitously provoked. And what makes it infinitely more perilous is that we have nuclear arms on the table as well. So if Graham is hoping to divide and conquer by causing a rift within the Kremlin or their allies, his statements are going to have the opposite results. They will pull together. Governments, citizens, and allies usually unite against an adversary calling for their leader to be murdered. If a rogue agent attempts any such action now, the U.S. would be blamed. It doesn't matter who tries it. If the U.S. aspires to be on higher moral ground, openly calling for a murder is not going to achieve that. It will legitimize an identical action from the adversary. An assassination, or even an attempt, usually causes instability, which is most undesirable when you are a nuclear power. So what Lindsey should be doing is pushing for a direct dialogue with Putin and for energy independence in the U.S. to reduce dependency on Russian energy. That's what he should be doing first and foremost. We should be pulling back right now and cranking everything up that we can, that we have at our disposal, to give a green light to the energy companies to start pumping our own oil just to get energy independent. We can do it. We can do it right now. He's not pushing to that. He's not pushing that. He's out there. So, this isn't the first time he's done some stupid like this. He voted for the Iraq resolution, which authorized military action against Iraq. He suggested the U.S. remain in Afghanistan permanently, claiming that this would benefit both nations. In 2010, he called for a preemptive military strike to weaken the Iranian regime. He supported the NATO-led military intervention in Libya. In March 2015, he supported the Saudi Arabian-led intervention in Yemen. In December 2016, he voted alongside McCain, calling for a proxy war against Russia by arming Ukrainian insurgency groups. In October 2018, following the Tongo ambush, which killed four U.S. soldiers, he said, I didn't know there were 1,000 troops in Niger. In November 2019, he blocked a Senate resolution to officially recognize the Armenian genocide. Also in 2019, he proposed invading Venezuela to oust dictator Nicolas Maduro. He constantly and consistently attacked Trump for attempting to reduce U.S. troops from Syria and Afghanistan. And following the catastrophic withdrawal from Afghanistan, he proclaimed the U.S. will go back into it at some point. And he's fond for calling for assassinations. He did it in 2010 against Muammar Gaddafi. He's encouraged Israel to assassinate Iranian scientists, and currently the target is Putin. His record in the armed forces, he served as an attorney during the 6.5 years he spent on active duty in the Air Force. And then he joined the Air Force Reserve. And during his first decade in Congress, they promoted him twice despite little or no work. And he was afforded this because of his political position. He's never been part of any active combat, which is the kind he calls for in his as a politician. You know, and this is the guy, after January 6th, during the January 6th protest, he's like, we gave you guns, I suggest you use them. And he was the first one to shun Trump with a count me out, enough is enough. And he added that Biden was a legitimate president. So, I'm sorry. I apologize for my state. I'm hoping we can do better soon. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Now, here's the thing for you to consider. You cannot claim to both oppose Putin and fight global warming. Of course, Putin exists and global warming is a giant scam designed to separate you from your money and freedom, but regardless, you cannot coherently posture both ways at once. But then coherence is optional. the Green New Dealers are Putin's best pals, whose frivolous obsession is killing Ukrainian kids. And we need to never let them forget it. Also, where did all the masks go? I guess we have another official important thing to focus on. So COVID is over. But once upon a time, like a bit over a year ago, we were a net energy exporter. We drilled and pumped and did not have to pay the Russians to buy their oil. But some of you people were very, very upset that Donald Trump was mean to people on Twitter. And you voted for that desiccated old pervert instead. And when Krusty came into office, he brought along a whole bunch of religious fanatics who really, really cared about the weather in a century. Certainly more than they cared about America. So the asterisk administration declared war on the American fossil fuel. We went from being an exporter under Trump to an importer under Lump. And that was okay. Shutting down pipelines and breaking leases and banning exploration. Not only would this innovative masochism keep the polar bears from bursting into flame, but it would also crush the dirty, sweaty, patriotic, and normal people who worked in the energy industry. Punishing these patriots was a delightful dollop of whipped cream with a cherry on top, of making America weaker and poorer. For Democrats and their globalist pals, now this would be considered a win-win. Is that win-win or win-win? I don't know. Except now we have to make up for that fuel deficit by buying Russian oil. And when we buy Russian oil, we're also buying some cluster bombs and T-90s and other things that they kill little Ukrainian kids with. We have been told that killing Ukrainian kids is bad by the regime media, proving that the broken clock theory. But boy, I'm having trouble for the climate cultists. It's hard for the climate cultists to deal with the cognitive dissonance. And that cognitive dissonance is the tension between rising gas prices, which are killing Democrat political prospects in November. Every time the price ticks up, another nail in the face of the Democrats. And they're not reversing their long-sought goal of neutering America's domestic oil industry. The banning of the Russia oil part was easy. I could have done that. The pressure is almost certainly going to force Grandpa Badfinger to agree to cut it off soon, which he has done. But the replacing it part is the problem. Because President Biden is entering his Nixonian moment here. Because he can't replace it. Prices are going to go up, up, up. And Biden has this easy solution, which is to unleash our oil resources. And his lunatics will not let him use it. People will see it and be furious, and they will be paying $8 a gallon when there's oil right here in America we can't touch because the leftist donors in Manhattan, Marin County, and Santa Monica won't let us. I can't begin to tell you how much I love them being put in this position. They have a choice to anger the voters or the weather goddess or both. They're doing both. Now then, I can tell you something you already know. Masks are stupid, but you knew that. And the idiocy of wrapping your face in some fabric that has pores exponentially larger than the virus that it was supposed to stop, that was always apparent, except for Fauci. When Fauci, where is that little sex dwarf anyway? Never Google the term sex dwarf, by the way. That, you know, he initially started talking about masks. It was to tell us they were essentially useless. And he was right. And that was his one time for being right, since he's taken every possible position in his relentless pursuit of science. And, of course, science means whatever narrative the ruling class wants at a particular moment. And masks are vanishing. Here in my home state of South Carolina, I see some occasionally. It's becoming less and less and less. Florida, they're almost gone. Las Vegas, they're almost gone. Even in L.A., people are sitting there without them in greater numbers. And no one's hassling anybody like they used to over masks. You know, you keep seeing, I keep seeing stuff on various social medias about people not wearing a mask on a plane, but, I mean, not too long ago, if you remember, the CEOs of all these airlines got out there and said, you know, with our scrubbers and our filters, being on a plane is the cleanest place to be, but, you know. So, you know, on some flights, if you're like there nursing a cup of coffee, they want you to pull up your mask between sips. But even on coastal California, with its erotically deprived suburban wine women who find meaning in surviving this pseudo-pandemic, there are more and more people just opting out. The leftist governors, though, cannot just concede the obvious and end the misery. That would embarrass their strongest supporters, the idiotic, aspiring fascist constituency. So the rules are still in effect, and they're still enforced against little kids with the willing connivance of the public school teachers' unions. Don't ever tell me again how great teachers are. They have shafted our kids, and they have earned our contempt. So the pandemic is going away, not because of science. It was never about science, but because of bad polls. They're just going to have to find some other petty tyranny to inflict upon us. And, you know, there's always sacrificing to confront Russia for some reason. But whatever, it doesn't matter. Any scam's going to do at any given time, as long as it brings in power. Right now, they think, I guess, that the green thing is at hand because of Russia and Ukraine. Because bombs smoke when they detonate. No kidding. And, I mean, there's a couple of things. Like, right now, in Chernobyl, the vault that was on top of the reactor that when it blew up in 1986, it's currently sideways next to the core. And these Russian bombs that keep dropping out of the sky and everything, these missiles and everything else, if one of those lands the wrong way and makes that lid tilt and land on the core, this is not going to be a good day. And it definitely is not going to be good for the environment. Although, I don't know. Probably kill a bunch of people. And in the green utopia, killing people is okay. Because Gaia gets to survive. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
CIA Director William Burns, a former U.S. ambassador to Moscow who has studied Vladimir Putin for years, told the House Intelligence Committee he believes Putin will step up his efforts to crush Ukraine.
So he's gone to war, I think, on the basis of a number of assumptions which led him to believe that Russia faced a favorable landscape for the use of force against Ukraine this winter. He's been proven wrong on every count, and I think Putin is angry and frustrated right now. He's likely to double down and and try to grind down the Ukrainian military with no regard for civilian casualties.
Burns also told the committee that Putin's actions over the last 2 weeks are premeditated and savage. Gas prices around the nation continue to break records as today's AAA national average is at $4.25 a gallon. California is the highest state with $5.57 a gallon for gas, with some areas at over $7 per gallon. This is USA Radio News. A woman who pushed back against COVID restrictions will now have a movie made about her.
Holland, Michigan restaurant owner Marlena Pavlos Hackney, who went to jail for refusing to follow state COVID-19 guidelines, will now be the focus of a documentary. Pavlos Hackney kept her restaurant, Marlena's Bistro, open during the height of the pandemic because she did not agree with the restrictions. Her restaurant was eventually shut down, and she spent several nights in jail for violating those orders. Eventually, the restaurant was allowed to reopen 6 months later. Stand with Marlena will be released on March 18th. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Four major news outlets holding front row seats in the White House briefing room are now reportedly seeking to hire White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. The four outlets, NBC, CBS, CNN, and MSNBC, have all expressed interest in hiring the White House Press Secretary as she intends to seek a career in cable television and has had lunches with at least two of those company executives. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This whole history and rationale thing behind the Second Amendment is very clear cut. The defense of self, family, community, and country is protected in the founding documents of several states, not just the U.S. Bill of Rights. In a constitutional republic with checks and balances, with power splintered and diffused among various levels of governments, an armed citizenry is the ultimate check and balance against enemies both foreign and domestic. We are approaching our 250th anniversary. That the Republic has lasted as long as it has and contributed so much to human flourishing for so long, you know, prosperity and spread the ideas of liberty and justice around the world, doesn't mean that we can take the status quo for granted and forget or distort what it took to get here. And the rest of the world provides periodic reminders and warnings that it could happen, if what could happen if we were to abandon our founding principles. Ukraine is the warning du jour, and it has been covered very well by the Second Amendment press. But our friends in the gun grab lobby, however, aren't drawing the same lessons from Ukraine. When faced with yet another example of why an armed citizenry is good, their response is to cry foul and ask us not to cite it. And we get this. Ukraine crisis emerges as talking point in U.S. gun debate. Coming out of New York, Reuters, since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, gun rights advocates in the United States have sought to use the crisis to bolster their position in the U.S. Constitution's Second Amendment to keep and bear arms, injecting a new element into the heated debate. Arguments linking the invasion to gun rights have cropped up this week across social media in a post by the National Rifle Association. and during a legislative vote in the Georgia State House. The NRA said what is happening in Ukraine proves the wisdom of our founding fathers in drafting the Second Amendment. So, is a newly discovered fossil a talking point in the evolution debate, or is it yet another piece of evidence supporting evolution? Ukraine is not a mere talking point, despite how the headline downplays it as one. Anti-gun violence advocates, however, point to increasing firearms deaths in the United States and say tighter regulations and fewer guns are what we need. Peter Ambler, the executive director of Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence, said it was deeply irresponsible for gun rights advocates to tie their more guns everywhere advocacy to the Ukraine crisis. He said the tyrannical actions of Vladimir Putin doesn't arrest the fact that 45,000 Americans died from gun violence in 2020. Nor do they erase the urgent need for common sense popular gun violence prevention policies. Like background checks and funding for community violence intervention programs. This is what he told Reuters. Now remember, 45,000. Now what do we know about that? We know that 60% of them, 30,000 some odd, are, you know, they're suicide. Which, to me, is not gun violence. It is a sad thing, but it is not gun violence. Then we have 15,000 left over, yeah. And we know that 80-some-odd percent of these gun homicides take place due to a drug deal gone bad. So now we're getting down to, once you take that out, once you take out the 75 counties out of the 3,130 in the United States where we have these kind of things happening, which are all blue, they're all controlled by Democrats, but they use their numbers of their own policies, you know, what their policies has wrought, in order to try to disarm you in Iowa. But once you finally get down to the Murder, She Wrote sort of murders, we are actually quite the peaceful, even today, we are a peaceful country compared to other countries. We are definitely the class of the planet considering how many guns we got. But Mr. Ambler wasn't done. He also told Reuters, the tyrannical action of Vladimir Putin doesn't erase that fact. And so, anti-gun violence advocates, better described as anti-Second Amendment activists or gun control supporters, want fewer guns in the hands of the citizenry. A good question to ask them would be, define fewer. They don't actually want fewer. They want none. We all know the answer to this. So it's no mystery that the question was not asked by the reporters. Peter Ambler of Giffords Law Center is unhappy that gun rights advocates are pointing out evidence that further unravels his cause. So it's not surprising that he thinks it's sort of irresponsible, deeply irresponsible in his words, to do so. So in other words, he wants us to stop pouncing and seizing and hammering and exploiting and feasting and gloating, which is sort of what they do, which, once again, you know, we're always talking about people that are projectionists. They always project. Now, Second Amendment advocates know this already, but new listeners, or, you know, you may not know this, but pointing out those 45,000 gun violence deaths that he is citing is a conflation of data, which is using suicide, which is the bulk of firearm mortality. That would be like calling suicide by hanging rope violence, suicide by jumping bridge violence, or gravity violence. Ambler suggested background checks and community violence intervention programs do nothing to address the bulk of those mortalities. Ukraine was among the arguments wielded by Republicans to win a 34-22 vote in Georgia State Senate on a concealed carry bill that split down party lines on Monday. Lindsey Tippins, a Republican senator, state senator, said in asking his fellow legislators to back the bill, he said, I would be willing to bet you today that 99% of the people of Ukraine would give anything that they have to have a Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. Now, It's unfortunate that it was a party line vote, but thanks to the arguments wielded, the end result is a win for the natural right of self-defense. So three cheers for pouncing on Ukraine. But whenever they mention gun deaths, gun deaths are, we can look to COVID. See, with COVID, if you died with COVID, not from COVID, but with COVID, that was counted as a COVID death. So if you were out there and you were cleaning the sewers in your job, and a sudden tidal flow came down that pipe and swept you out and killed you, when they finally found you, wherever they would find you, when they were doing the autopsy, if they found COVID, they would say, oh no, another COVID death. Wait a minute, that wasn't COVID, he was drowned. No, this is a COVID death. So when they get out there and use this 45,000 due to gun violence thing, this is the same thing they did with COVID. If you I'm going to take a stab here and say maybe there's 50 to 70,000 people actually died from COVID, not with COVID. So these, they used the conflation of data about COVID in the same way that they try to use the conflation of data about gun violence. And the COVID conflation of data worked. I mean, it was a spectacular success. 2 years on, and here we are, it's March, and we're finally getting to that point I was just talking about where you're not seeing as many masks out there as you used to. And people are trying to get back to normal, which is impossible now because gas is $4 a gallon. So, there you have it. There you have it. Stop pouncing on the Ukraine. Stop using evidence. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. First early part of my life was spent in Columbia, South Carolina. I was born there, lived there till I was 14 years old. I love it. I love going back to it. It is my hometown. A lot of aspects and a lot of friends are still there that were there when I was a kid. It's quite nostalgic just to drive through certain parts of it for me. But Columbia, South Carolina is a spot of blue in a sea of red. And it's one of the few places in the state where gun control activists have been able to find some footing for their efforts to criminalize the right to keep and bear arms. So back in 2019, the city adopted three local gun control ordinances. A red flag gun seizure law, a ban on possessing firearms within 1,000 feet of a school, and adding buildings where home-built firearms have been made to the city's nuisance laws. I would love to know how they actually executed any of that. Because I've been in Columbia, in the city limits and everything else, and, you know, 1,000 feet from a school, that's 3 football fields plus, okay? And, well, pretty easy to get pretty close to school if you're driving around concealed carrying. A red flag gun seizure law, I don't know that they ever actually enacted one when they did it. And trying to figure out where the home-built firearms are actually being put together, how are they doing that? I've been down there. I've been riding around while all that's been happening since 2019. Sorry about slapping the mic. I'm getting sort of heated here because that's my hometown. The measures were an attempt to get around the state's firearm preemption law, or failing that, to challenge the law in court. But the city's efforts came to a crashing halt last year when a state judge declared that, yes, the ordinances violated state law and they must be struck from the books. So, when you're a leftist, this never means stop. Now their city council has now been debating whether they should try again or simply give up the fight. And it looks like a final decision could come in the near future. Now, in Columbia, South Carolina, there's a street called Gervais Street. And that's where the state house is. And that's where all of the state local government is. About 2.5 miles from there, if that far, is Five Points, which is an old shopping area. It's been there forever. It's great. It's a great place to be. But at night, it becomes the playground of the Bloods and the Crips. That's within the city limits. They can't even control that. In fact, the council is scheduling a vote on a repeal of the ordinances on March the 1st, but delayed the vote because some of the council aren't ready to call it quits. Now, what they tried to do is they tried to get with a bunch of lawyers and According to Howard Duvall, they spent months carefully crafting the gun ordinances to comply with the law. He said the city should work with its attorneys on substitute rules aimed at curbing guns that could stay on the books, particularly the provision recognizing the construction of ghost guns as a public nuisance. However, that's been going on for decades, for hundreds of years. It's never been illegal to build your own gun. You can't sell it. It has to stay with you, but you can build them all day long. Duvall said, we use the nuisance laws to protect the society from all sorts of things, including sex shops and bars that are illegal and things like that. Sex shops are not dangerous. I mean, they may be unsavory. They may be distasteful to some people. But nobody's driving by one where they're out there snatching you off the street and bringing you in there so you have to look at it. This is leftism for you. But he continues, so I think that that is a municipal authority, and I think we ought to be able to reconstitute the ordinance that we are stating that. But one of his new colleagues isn't convinced to continue parsing the regulations. Councilman Joe Taylor. The city's attorneys advise us that ordinance has been ruled unconstitutional, and therefore it needs to be repealed. And rather than get back into state and national political questions, we need to fill the positions we got available in the city and take care of city business. And that's pretty much a no-brainer. But this is somebody in government who's actually saying we should do the little bit of stuff we're supposed to do in government. The fact that this is a no-brainer, which doesn't say much for the intellectual firepower of the city council members who are intent on trying to rewrite the local ordinance so that they pass legal buster. But here's what pertinent portion of our preemption statute states. No governing body or any county, municipality, or other political subdivision in the state may enact or promulgate any regulation or ordinance that regulates or attempts to regulate, one, the transfer, ownership, possession, carrying, or transportation of firearms. So, Duvall's strategy of declaring home-built guns a public nuisance still runs headlong into the fact that any ordinance doing so would clearly violate the portion of the firearms preemption law prohibiting cities like Columbia from regulating gun ownership and possession, period. And as far as a gun used in a crime, it doesn't matter if it was built in a basement or purchased at Bass Pro Shop. City of Columbia has no power or authority to regulate or criminalize its possession. So instead of continuing their pointless, time-consuming, and costly legal fight for local gun ordinances, frankly, aren't affecting any criminals there now today, wouldn't if they were in place, they should actually be, looking for those violent criminals. But they need to repeal these illegal ordinances ASAP and focus their efforts on hiring more police and flooding the high-crime neighborhoods with both law enforcement and community anti-violence groups, if you want to throw them into the mix, then offer an at-risk individual path away from life of crime, as that's the way they sell it. But they're not doing that. They're not doing that. Right now, the citizens of Lithuania, as I shift, they're taking advantage of the country's relatively relaxed gun laws, and they're buying firearms in droves in response to what Russia has done in Ukraine. Lithuanian gun sales are experiencing sales surging up to 8 times, and applications for gun license doubled, along with more people visiting gun ranges to brush up on their skills. And we get this. Sales have shot up for all categories of weapons, but the largest demand is for handguns used for self-defense and semi-automatic weapons that could be used in military situations. Some stores have reported selling as many handguns in a week as during the preceding year. Many stores also report that they have run out of military-style gear like night vision and thermal vision equipment, flak jackets, tactical clothes. The Lithuanian Defense and Security Industry Association has said that most of those goods have been bought to be sent to Ukraine as privately funded military assistance. In stores, handguns cost around 600 euros, while semi-automatic rifles are around 2,000 euros. Second-hand guns sell online for just over half the price. A gun store manager, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name, said many more clients are coming. They buy semi-automatic rifles, unfortunately. I have no more to show them. I've sold out, and handguns. People buy handguns, most probably for self-defense, as they are, of course, not suitable for war. So they buy them out of their insecurity to protect themselves and their families and relatives should something happen. Whereas semi-automatic rifles, they can be used in a firefight. Lithuanians have a spotless reputation and appropriate medical certificates. They're able to purchase firearms after obtaining a license from the police. Lithuania borders Belarus, where Russia has launched troops and missiles into Ukraine. During those opening days of the major Russian offensive into Ukraine on February, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told Ukrainians the government will be providing weapons to anyone who would be willing to fight against the Russians. And Zelensky further told the country to prepare to fight in the squares of our cities. And that's what they're doing. But take notice. take notice, because in all of this run-up, all these people with weapons, like, I want to see what happens in Ukraine after this is done. Should they persevere? I hope they persevere. But I want to see what happens as far as the gun rights in Ukraine and Lithuania after this is all done. Is it going to calm down? Or are they going to be like us, where it's just becoming more and more and more? Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Paloma Capana, attorney at law. She has the latest on what's going on with the January 6th travesty, miscarriage of justice, whatever you want to call it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.